Pluto is the outermost planet in the solar system and was discovered by Percival Lowell. The glyph for Pluto is a P, which was taken from the initial of Percival's name. Whatever was going on in history at the time of a discovery of a planet has a bearing on the astrological personality and symbolism of it. Pluto was discovered in 1930, coinciding with the Great Depression, the rise of Hitler, and the beginning of modern-day psychology. Pluto travels slowly. It takes 248 years to move through the 12 zodiac signs, spending anything from 13 to 33 years in each astrological sign. Pluto is a generational planet. That means that all the people of your generation were born with Pluto in the same sign as you. Pluto is transpersonal. It works on the collective level. The zodiac sign that Pluto was in at your birth shows the main news at the time. It shows what was going on in history. Pluto was demoted from being a planet to a dwarf planet back in 2006. But this demotion does not diminish any of Pluto's importance. Far from it. Pluto is known as the higher octave of Mars. And whilst Mars is all about the ego, Pluto, at its most conscious manifestation, is driven by soul urges. Each planet has a zodiac sign that it belongs to, and for Pluto, its sign is Scorpio. So let me talk about Scorpio for a minute. There are three faces to mysterious Scorpio. The first is the reptilian snake, a survivalist, a power-hungry creature who becomes revengeful and destructive when threatened. People dominated by this stage are in their primitive survivalist brain. They are unconscious and irrational. They act on their emotions and instincts, are always on high alert for threats, ready to sting at any moment. The second face of Scorpio is the golden eagle, who has transcended base primitive emotions in favour of awareness and healing. These ones have purpose, ideals and morals, but they still have a sting in their tail and their shadow is still visible from their vantage point. The third face is the phoenix, who is risen from the ashes, able to let go of attachments, realising that happiness is not dependent on external things, but is all to do with the core balance within. This face of Scorpio has transcended its ego through deep awareness of their soul and eternal self. These different stages of a Scorpio's evolution show varying levels of soul awareness and of dealing with life. At the more base level, it's all about war and strife and an eye for eye approach. At the more evolved levels, it's all about the transcendence for that need for revenge. Pluto is the cycle of life. It's birth, death and rebirth. And they're all part of a continual cycle rather than being separate phases. Pluto is Lord of the Underworld, Hades in mythology. Pluto symbolises death and rebirth, and to have rebirth and renewal of the spirit involves descending into the underworld of your psyche. I mean, this is the unconscious, the underworld, and sometimes it's about having a dark night of the soul. So like a snake shedding its skin, parts of us get left behind metaphorically. You could liken this to a psychological death, an end of one chapter and a beginning of another one. And by confronting those inner demons that you find, whether they are fear, jealousy, rage, anger, and healing these, you can transform them like an alchemist and you can discover your buried treasure. And you're then able to emerge from your darkness and integrate into the light and help others who are going through the same underworld journey on a psychological level. So it's that transition from a caterpillar to a butterfly you're able to metamorphosize. And this is all very Plutonian. So Pluto Is all about the metaphysical, the esoteric, and the shamanic. It's the basement of our unconscious, the cave of our psyches. And in this shamanic dwelling, we discover shadows, which we realise are nothing more than the unconscious that needs to be brought to life and to light. Pluto governs the process of elimination, like a boil or a cyst that's accumulated poisons and comes to the surface. This eruption is a necessary healing and purification process which keeps us healthy and releases toxins. And in the same way, it's like releasing those negative emotions. And each planet has a shadow side, which is the unconscious. Pluto's is obsession, it's fanaticism, and it's destruction. Think of how a Scorpio stings for no reason, just because they felt like it. Pluto is the underworld of cruelty, of evil, murder, torture, greed, violence, and it's about abusing power through sex, money, control, and manipulation. Pluto transits feel very fated and intense. They are times to confront and regenerate that which is ready to change. They are times to eliminate that which is outworn, that which we've outgrown, whether it's an idea, a concept, a relationship, a habit, or a belief. And whilst people look forward to Jupiter transits, they often fear Pluto ones, feeling that there's that real sense of big change. And these times do frequently coincide with big life-altering experiences. But it doesn't have to be a crisis, it's just a time of change. It's a new chapter. And as humans, we can sometimes find change challenging. And actually, the kinds of events that frequently take place during a significant Pluto transit are marriage, divorce, moving house, giving birth, or maybe having a shamanic experience. And with new chapters and fresh starts, there can be growing pains. In the same way that the leaves drop from the trees in autumn in the northern hemisphere, only to grow back after a season of winter. It's the same cycle of life and change of the seasons that we're experiencing throughout our lifetime. Pluto transits involve plunging to psychological depths, releasing energies and getting in touch with our power, listening to our gut feelings, developing emotional intelligence. Pluto transits involve the release of energy in an intense, transformative way. Think of Kundalini rising. That's very Pluto, transmuting the base chakra energies into more refined spiritual energies through the crown, like the snake uncoiling. Pluto transits can be very spiritually awakening. And by confronting fears, by confronting primal feelings, maybe taboos and maybe blockages, we come out stronger and more alive. Pluto delivers emotionally, physically and sexually awakening times. Pluto transits coincide with that passion, that drive to really create something, to endure something challenging physically, emotionally, mentally, to really test what you're made for. Pluto is currently in Capricorn. So collectively, this is a huge reality check. It's a time of aligning to our paths, taking responsibility for our dharma, for our karma, waking up to our purpose and calling in life, and accepting that every action has a reaction. Delivering the karma of what we've already sown, those seeds we've already sown, whether that's in the form of karmic debts or karmic rewards. Pluto moved into Capricorn in 2018 and will be here until 2024. Pluto in Capricorn is deeply transformative. It operates on a social and collective level, as well as a personal one. Pluto is transforming the social order, law, duties, and responsibilities. It destroys and deconstructs what is no longer efficient, secure, and honest in governments, law, and finance. And despite the crisis, it's an innovative time for taking that leap forward, though it is challenging for those who thrive on control and ego. We have opportunities whilst Pluto is in Capricorn to really make those significant changes for our own personal evolution, releasing that which is no longer relevant to our life path and embracing the new.